Baba Basra, chapter 1, Mishnah 1. So this Mishnah is talking about courtyards. Remember, we did a lot in Erevin where you've got a central courtyard and you've got different homeowners around the courtyard. So what happens? What happens if they want to split up the courtyard? Let's say there's only two owners of this common courtyard and they want to put up a mechitza in the middle of the courtyard. So can they put up the mechitza, yes or no? And can they force the other guy? What happens if one guy wants to and the other guy doesn't want to? So it comes out that if there's a certain amount of space in the courtyard, and we'll see later, I think it's 1-4, where we're going to go into, if the courtyard is bigger than a certain size, then they can compel each other. If the one guy wants to, you can compel the other guy to split the courtyard. But if it's less than that minimum amount of size, then they can't compel the other guy to do it. But if the other guy agrees, then obviously, you know, then they can both agree to do it. So in this case over here, it's either the one's compelling the other because the courtyard's bigger than a certain size, or they're both agreeing to split it up. And then what do they do? They build the wall in the middle. They each give up enough space for the wall, as we'll see now, and they all contribute towards the building costs, and they build the wall exactly in the middle of the courtyard. And says the Mishnah, Makom Shenag Libnos Gavil, where the local custom in that place, is to build with untrimmed stones, so that's what they're going to use. Gazis, if the custom is to build with trim stones, that's what they used. Kefisin, half bricks, levanim, or full bricks, boinim, hakol kminag hamadina, that's what they use, because everything is in accordance with the local custom. So whatever that was, and obviously there was price differences over here, and obviously the size of the bricks were different, as we'll see now. But gavil, with untrimmed stones, zenosin and shloshet tvachim, zenosin and shloshet tvachim, each one gives up three tfachim, three hand breadths of their courtyard, because the total size of this particular brick was six. So they each gave up three, and they build the wall exactly in the middle. The gazis with the gazis, which is a trimmed stone, zenosinayin tfachim u'mechetzia. So with these ones, each one gives 2.5. Zenosinayin tfachim u'mechetzia. Each one gives 2.5 tfachim. Because the total width of the brick was obviously 5. But with kfisin, they would each give 2, right? Because the whole, obviously the amount would be 4. But levanim with bricks, so that was half bricks, this is full bricks, zenosnein tefach, mechetza, this one would give 1.5, zenosnein tefach, mechetza, and this one would give 1.5, because a brick was 3. Okay, it's just showing you that, depending on the size of the brick, that's how much they would each give up of their own courtyard. Lefikach im nafal akoysal, and if the wall ever fell down at some point in the future, hamakom va'avanim shel shneim, then the place where the wall was, and the bricks were, or the stones that it was built with, would then belong to both of them, because they both contributed to it.